Hello, and welcome to another podcast episode from Codings Pro Magazine focusing on COVID-19. My name is Stephanie Chizik, and I'm editor-in-chief of Codings Pro. This NACE International publication focuses on industrial and commercial coatings. We tell the stories of coatings contractors working on concrete, steel, and roof substrates, sharing information with them to help increase their bottom line. Codings Pro continues to offer these podcasts to share up-to-date information from manufacturers, associations, and contractors during the COVID-19 pandemic. Today's guest is Mitch Kaiser, Global Product Manager of Bullard. You may have heard this well-known personal protective equipment manufacturer in the news lately. Their face and respiratory PPE products have been used to aid in the fight against the coronavirus in the healthcare industry. Codings Pro staff writer Ben DeBose recorded this interview with Mitch on Tuesday, April 7th. The effects of COVID-19 in our personal and professional worlds continues to change on an hourly basis, so please check back for updates regularly. And as with any coatings job, safety is always the highest priority. Be sure to follow the guidance of health professionals such as the Centers for Disease Control and stay safe during this time. With that, let's check in on Ben's conversation with Mitch Kaiser of Bullard.
Welcome back to another NACE International podcast. My name is Ben DeBose, staff writer with NACE Publications. I write for Codings Pro Magazine and Materials Performance Magazine. In today's show, and this will be a continuation of our Codings Pro interview series, we're going to be talking with Mitch Kaiser of Bullard. They manufacture personal protective equipment that is often used by our coatings contractors and other people in the coatings industry. And Mitch is their global product manager for industrial respiratory protection. Mitch, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing today?
Pretty well, about as well as can be under the circumstances. Certainly a lot of people have it tougher these days, but there seems to be some positive momentum over the past couple of days. And certainly your company as a PPE manufacturer is one of the guys on the front lines as it pertains to having some of these products that help the first responders try and contain this COVID-19 outbreak. In this interview series, we're talking with experts about what COVID-19 means for business, means for the industry. And you have a very unique perspective because of Bullard's role as a PPE manufacturer, which means that your products are actually being used by healthcare, by people on the front lines. So I think a good spot to start is by you explaining, if you could, how things have changed for your company since the outbreak. And are you turning your attention to certain particular products? For example, I know you have a lot of respiratory masks, those types of things. Are you turning your attention to certain products based on the healthcare demand?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Ben. So, Bullard has five product lines that serve three key markets. And we definitely are seeing a shift to one of our product lines, and that's our powered air purifying respirators. And what's unique is normally our product lines, they have their own niche markets they serve. So for example, our PAPR or powered air purifying respirator product line really serves our life sciences market, which is those healthcare workers and pharmaceutical workers. But we're also seeing demand for those products on our ER markets. So we serve the emergency responders with fire helmets and thermal imagers today. But as these emergency responders are responding on the front lines, they're taking calls, they're looking for respiratory equipment as well. So more of our focus has shifted to our PAPR line and in our life sciences and ER markets to serve those frontline responders, not only the people from an EMS perspective, but also healthcare workers that are working in the doctor's offices and hospitals. So for example, as you said, I'm the global product manager for industrial respiratory protection. Normally my focus is on industrial respiratory and serving our industrial customers. But as the COVID-19 is, taking over our daily lives, 70% of my focus has been on life sciences side of the business to help out that side of the business and really promote and push our healthcare products to really serve those frontline workers and protect them from COVID-19.
What are some of the things that your company is doing to increase the awareness of its PPE options? Because what I'm picturing in this, now I know you guys have a life sciences business, but there's so many stakeholders involved, especially when you talk about various government organizations that might not be that familiar with Bullard or various specific manufacturers in the PPE space because it's not that vital. All of a sudden now it is incredibly vital for the society at large. And while certainly it's not so much competitive, everybody's just trying to make as much as they can to meet the demand. What are some of the things that you're trying to do to get Bullard in the forefront to where people are considering you guys for their needs?
Yeah, so we're doing a lot on the digital marketing side. So, you know, working with Google Search to make sure that we show up there, a lot of social promotions. We've actually created a web page specifically for healthcare to drive anybody that's looking for healthcare solutions for COVID-19. So that includes all of our face protection products, our PAPR products, and our supplied air products. As I was mentioning earlier, you know, our emergency responders side of the business, they typically don't sell our respiratory products, but we're opening up that respiratory line. We're communicating to them, letting them know what we have in regards to respiratory products. So we're constantly having, you know, virtual meetings with those distributors and customers and end users to let them know that Bullard does have respiratory products to protect them on the front line. Even on the industrial side, a lot of these frontline workers need masks like N95. Though Bullard does not make N95 masks, a lot of industrial workers use those. So we're trying to push our supplied air solutions towards our industrial workers so they can relieve some of those N95 masks to help serve our healthcare workers that are working on the front line. So we're doing all kinds of unique things to either push our products to the workers that need them for the front lines, or for the workers that can use a different solution, such as industrial workers, to relieve some of those respirator constraints for our healthcare workers. We're doing that as well.
That's an interesting angle that I hadn't really considered. And it does lead me to my next question as well, which is what you're hearing from your more traditional clients. You mentioned that in your role, you've shifted a little bit to helping out the life sciences business, What are you hearing from your more traditional customers, such as the construction industry? That's a lot of our audience. Is there any sense for how long their downturn might last?
So I think, you know, at the beginning, one of the biggest things we heard was the lack of being able to find APR masks or N95 type masks. And that's when we really started promoting our supplied air systems, as those systems, you know, for some healthcare workers, it's a challenge because it's an airline, so not everybody can be tethered. But a lot of painters, blasters, and other industrial workers can be. So we really started promoting that supplied air systems to relieve that supply chain constraints that the industrial workers were having. So that was some of the initial things we heard from the construction industry and industrial industry. Right now, you know, there are a lot of shelters in place throughout many different states. So we're starting to see workers or job sites being closed down because of the shelter in place and work slow down. As far as the downturn goes, you know, that's a big unknown for everyone. Depending on how long these shelter in places last will determine how fast people can get out there and start working again on some of these large job sites. So I think that's really a question that everybody wants an answer for as we see the number of cases in the United States, you know, start to plateau. I think most in general, everybody would say, you know, states will start opening back up to where people can go back out to work. But that will be the biggest determining factor.
Sure. And one thing that I'm sure Bullard has in common with your construction companies, everybody is making changes these days. What it's like in early April is dramatically different than early March. I think it was March 11th that the restrictions really started coming down in the U.S. and our life started to change. Explain what's different at Bullard. I feel like I ask this to everyone in our ongoing Coatings Pro interview series, but it's very applicable from job to job, industry to industry. We're all going through these changes, and I think in a lot of ways, it's kind of therapeutic to share everyone's experiences. It makes us feel like we're not alone. If you could explain sort of the changes that you guys have put in as a company, it can be physical distancing in your plants, it can be more working from home. What's different at Bullard in April than it was in early March?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is anybody that can work remote where you are working remote, just to encourage and practice that social distancing. For those roles that are critical, where they need to be, like at the plant, we are implementing, you know, different policies to promote that social distancing and follow all the CDC guidelines to promote, you know, proper hygiene and health. Other things we've done are, you know, we don't have any visitors coming to visit our facilities to help eliminate the need for additional contact that's not warranted. So definitely different times right now, as many of us are working virtually to help stop the spread of COVID-19.
What's the status of all of your plants? Is everything, you mentioned increased physical distancing, is everything still operational? I'm guessing it needs to be based on the PPE demand, but it's also something that I feel like I have to ask.
Yeah, so we're fully operational right now. Our busiest line is our PAPR line, as you can imagine, the demand we have for that. So we're working rapidly to be able to get these powered air purifying respirators out to the front lines to help protect them during this global pandemic.
Does it make your job any more rewarding? Not that you don't normally enjoy what you do. I know everyone in this industry has a passion, but for you, beyond what you normally do for your workers, now you're in one of the biggest modern crises in American history. We haven't had anything like this in quite a while, and your company is directly involved with the first responders in regards to some of your equipment. Is that, I'm guessing, just for you at a personal level, that's a pretty unique and fun opportunity?
It is. It's very rewarding. I mean, I think in general, working for a PPE company, it's rewarding. But during this crisis, seeing our products being used on the front line to protect workers, it is extremely rewarding. I know on our social media pages, we posted a couple pictures where you see some healthcare workers out on the front lines using our PAPRs. And it really hit in the heart. And I remember sharing that, reaching out. Because there's a lot of people out there that are skeptical, you know, in regards to, are we overdoing the shelter in place, et cetera. And when you look at these pictures and you see these frontline workers dealing with what they have to deal with on the front line, and you see them using our respiratory equipment, you really stop and think, you know, how lucky you are to be able to shelter in place. Yep. In a home, and you're not out there on the front line in the hospital because you're sick. So it really does hit home, and it makes you appreciative of what's going on out there and appreciate our frontline workers. And it's for really for a PPE company, it's a time where you feel proud to work for them.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. I'm curious, number one, have you heard feedback from your healthcare clients, many new ones, I would suspect, on how your products are holding up? And then secondly, are there any lessons learned that can be applied in terms of how these products can be used in the future?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is a lot of people prefer on the front lines the powered air purifying respirators. And that's for the simple fact that they provide your face shield and respiratory protection all in one. So you do see other workers out there wearing healthcare face shields with like an N95 mask, but with a PAPR, you don't need that N95 mask or that face shield. It's an all-in-one solution. It also provides more air to the user, so they're not having to do all the work of breathing in and out of that mask. So it's definitely, you know, PAPRs, whether it's a Bullard PAPR or someone else's PAPR, is the preferred method for the front lines in protecting the workers.
He's Mitch Kaiser, Global Product Manager for Industrial Respiratory Protection at Bullard. Before we let you go, any final words for our usual audience, that being certainly for you, the industrial side? I know you deal a lot with coatings contractors. For these guys that are in a downturn, any thoughts for them on where we go from here and maybe some advice to consider in the coming months?
Yeah, I think our biggest thoughts are for the workers that are out there and are fortunate enough to continue to work, you know, as they're looking for respiratory equipment because they're finding shortages, to think outside of the box with other types of products that they could use, just so it frees up the other APR style respirators for our frontline workers. We really all need to work together to make sure they're getting the proper equipment on the front lines especially when there's alternative options out there for an industrial worker. So I think that would be the biggest encouraging message we have as we're trying to all work to help with COVID-19 and really protect our healthcare and frontline workers.
And if people want to get more information, where can they find it from you guys? Social media, website, where should they go if they want more PPE options from Bullard?
Yeah, Bullard.com. When you go to Bullard.com, you'll be able to see all of our PPE options as well as Bullard on Facebook.
Mitch, thank you very much for the time. Appreciate you jumping on the Codings Pro interview series, and I look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Excellent and unique insight there, in my opinion, from Mitch Kaiser, Global Product Manager for Industrial Respiratory Protection at Bullard. Certainly, he's someone that deals with the coatings industry on a regular basis. We use him a lot as a resource for background as we write our articles over at Coatings Pro. They do a great job at Bullard of manufacturing PPE that gets used by a lot of people in the industry. But now, it's not just what they're doing for the coatings industry, it's what they're doing for the entire world, and the way that their PPE is finding a lot of increased demand from the healthcare sector as they go through the COVID-19 pandemic. So Bullard's perspective is interesting. Number one, they know the industry, but secondly, they've also got a pretty fun story to tell. I don't know if fun's the right word, rewarding perhaps. I think that's what Mitch said. So yeah, they've got a pretty rewarding story to tell about how their products are being used to hopefully mitigate this crisis as best they can. Anyway, that's where we will break it for today's podcast here on the Codings Pro interview series, another NACE International podcast. If you want more content before our next episode, this is an ongoing series, so we will have more. But if you want more information before we get that next episode out, you can get it on Twitter or Facebook. You can just look for Codings Pro Mag, and that's the handle for Codings Pro Magazine. Or you can go to our website at codingspromag.com. That's where we have daily updates. We have links to our podcast. We have news coverage. We have case studies. If you're in the coatings industry, if you're a coatings contractor, we have resources for you at Coatings Pro Magazine. So we have our physical magazine, but also in the interim, the website, social media, you should be able to find resources that help you do your job and improve your bottom line. That's what we're here for. And that's what this Coatings Pro interview series of podcasts is here for as well. With that, I will bring this episode to a close. I'm Ben Dubose. Thanks again for listening. Thanks again to Mitch Kaiser of Bullard for joining us. And please come back soon for our episodes in the Codings Pro interview series, another podcast of NACE International.